You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. It is indeed a pleasure to welcome back to our studios the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. And Ed Marquardt is here. Welcome back, Ed.
Thanks, Mike. It's great to be here.
Nice to see you, the conductor and music director. Long time standing. How many years now?
This is my 26th.
26th. Last year was the big silver anniversary. And we had a wonderful time talking about that. We've got a lot of other things to talk about. And Stephen Miller is here. He is the communications director. Welcome back, Stephen.
Good to see you, Mike.
Nice to see you. The Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra is going strong and having a concert coming up very soon on Saturday, November 24th. We'll get to talk about that, and we'll hear some music and get some explanation about it. What else has been going on exciting with the chorale? Is this the beginning of the season or the middle, or where are we at?
Well, it's the beginning, concert-wise. We've been rehearsing for about 2 months now.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, there is something exciting. We do have a small group, a chamber choir, out of the larger chorale that has been rehearsing also. We began that last year, and we had a great first season, so we've revived it. We're going to try another season. And we have 2 concerts coming up devoted to holiday music.
Excellent. Well, we'll get some details from Stephen about that. How many people in the chamber group, roughly?
22. Roughly 22.
Roughly 22, not 22.3.
No.
22, and a mix of male and female?
Yes.
About half and half? Or
roughly.
Okay. 11 and 11. All right. And about how many pieces in the entire thing that will be happening on the 24th between orchestra and what kind of a cast will there be?
85 singers in the chorus, 26 in the orchestra.
Wow.
And three adult soloists. I say that because we also have 4 young boys joining us for one of the pieces from Grace Church.
Excellent. And that's going to be held at Cathedral of Saints Peter and Paul, correct, Stephen?
That's right.
That's going to be in downtown Providence.
In Providence, again, yeah. That's been our home now for several seasons, is the cathedral, and it's wonderful space.
We will give you more information and details about that as we go along. But, Ed, why don't we start off with a piece of music, and you brought a CD with you, and the first track is what?
We're going to be doing 2 pieces on this program, Vivaldi's famous Gloria and a work by Benjamin Britten entitled St. Nicholas. We're going to hear the first 2 movements of the Vivaldi, the Gloria itself and the Et in Terra Pax, or and on Earth Peace.
All right, let's give a listen.
Gloria, Gloria,
music that is certainly getting us in the mood. Stephen, let's tell everyone exactly where the concerts are, time, date, place, and how to get tickets.
Absolutely. Thanksgiving weekend is Saturday, November 24th at 8 o'clock. And again, it's at the Cathedral of St. Peter's and Paul, which is downtown Providence. It is not too late to get season subscriptions. That's the best deal that we have out there. You're going to save about 40% off of full ticket pricing. They can be bought at the door, so you can get your season subscriptions at the door. $56 that will cover all three of our big concerts this year. You can also get advanced tickets for $22 for adults, $20 for seniors, students, $7 anytime. Go to our website at ricco.org, or you could call 401-521-5670. It's 521-5670.
All right. They'll get that straightened out. You can always go to the website. That's an easy way to do it. And it sounds like a great deal, because if you do walk up to the door, a ticket is going to cost you $25. But now with season tickets available, you can walk up the door and pay $56 for three concerts.
Three concerts, yeah. It's great.
Does sound like a good deal. That's the way to go about it. When are the other concerts that would be part of that season?
Yeah, and then also, Ed had mentioned, we're doing our chamber choir concerts, which will be in December. The first one will be in Newport at the Redwood Library and Athenaeum, Sunday, December 9th, and that's at 3 o'clock in Newport. And then the following Sunday, December 16th, that will be at Immaculate Conception Church in Cranston. And again, you could buy those tickets at the door or call our office at 521-5670.
So they get the concert on the 24th. And one of either the 9th or the 16th.
Correct.
And then what would the last piece, is there another piece down the road for the subscription?
So yes, and then our we have a March concert as well.
There we go. That's what I was looking
for.
We
have a March concert and then a May concert that the season subscriptions will
cover. The season is actually four. So you got this one on November 24th, the December one, and then a March and a May.
Correct.
And Ed's holding his finger up.
The chamber choir concerts are not part of the subscription series.
The three major concerts. Right. That's why I was a little bit confused. All right, but I wanted to get that straight. So we got the November one, the March one, and the May one that
Correct.
Are all part
However, they can, the chamber choir, they can get discounted tickets if they purchase the season subscription.
Oh, okay. It sounds like a good deal anyway.
Yeah, it's better than Macy's, I think, don't you?
That's right. Take it all in. You don't have to go to the parade or anything. No. You can just go right to the concert. It is better than Macy's. Okay.
And probably go to the webpage. It'll be easier to figure out than listening to us.
That's right. Well, at least we got the information out there so that you know that a lot of things are happening and you want to take advantage of it. And that chamber concert sounds like it's right up my alley, so I hope that goes well. Ed, let's get to the next pieces of music we have.
These are the next two movements in the Vivaldi Gloria, the Laudamus Te and the Domine Fili. One is a soprano solo and the other is a two-soprano duet. I might say a word about Vivaldi. He was also known as the Red Priest. He was a precise contemporary of both Bach and Handel. He was employed by the Hospital of Mercy in Venice, which is an interesting place. He wrote for girls who were orphans at this school. There was also attached a music conservatory, a hospital, a convent, and then, as I said, the conservatory. And his orchestra and choir was made up of orphan girls. And later on, someone managed to add a couple of male parts to this chorus, but it was originally for women. It's probably his most famous work in the choral realm. He also wrote The Four Seasons, which is right. A great violin and orchestra piece.
Probably one of the more famous things that he did.
Yeah.
All right. We will we'll listen to these, and then we'll take a short commercial break, and we'll be back with more of the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra.
Oh,
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino. We are sitting with Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. Ed Marquardt is here, and Stephen Miller is here, and we're talking about their concert coming up very soon next weekend at the Cathedral of Saints Peter and Paul, Saturday, November 24th, 8 p.m. Don't miss it. And Ed, we want to just go back and talk about the music we listened to before the break for a moment.
Well, the piece right before the break, as any member of your intelligent audience could figure out, it was a chorus, not a duet.
Well, yeah, or a very loud duet.
In any case, I made a mistake.
That's all right. We'll forgive you and go on.
As the chorale knows, it happens all too frequently.
There are mistakes seem to come more frequently as you and I go on age with age.
But, yeah, crossing that 40 boundary was really tough, don't you think, Mike?
That's right. I remember that just a couple of years ago. Steve, wait till you get to be 40.
I can attest to that, 40. Too.
Unfortunately. Steve is definitely the younger of the three of us in the room here. But, Stephen, you've been with the chorus about the chorale about how long?
I think this is my fifth or sixth season.
Sixth
season, I think it is now.
Yeah, because I've known you for several years, so you must have gotten into the mix of getting things done quite early in your career with the chorale.
I did. I got sucked into the 50th gala event, and it's the rest is history.
Now we can't survive without him, so he's never leaving.
That's right. So it's good to have a communications director that communicates. Ed, there are probably lots of people involved with the organization over the years, and you've been there for 26 years, and there are, I'm sure, lots of people that help out. Does a person have to be a professional musician to get involved with your group?
Not as a singer. We like to think of ourselves as highly trained amateurs.
Okay.
And it's interesting because both of the pieces on this program were written for amateur performers, mm-hmm. by and large, as singers in any case. Mm-hmm. The orchestra, of course, we use members of the Rhode Island Philharmonic and some from Boston. But this is an avocation for most of our singers. We have some who were music majors in college. I believe Steve was a music major in college.
And I'm sure teachers, some music teachers.
Teachers, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful mix of people who love music and are willing to put in the hard work and make the best performances that we can.
Now, with about 85 singers, something like that, that there must be an occasional turnover. People move away, they change jobs, and things like that happen. So how do you get new blood involved?
We have auditions every fall, late August, early September. And to me, if a person is qualified, we'll make room for that person. We also listen to people mid-year as well. We have a young lady who is a retired music teacher who had commitments in the fall but will be joining us in January as we start up again. We were able to get 15 new members this past fall to replace a few who have moved away or retired or mm-hmm. whatever. And I'm very happy to say that we now have 12 of my most recent former students at the college who are in the ensemble as well.
The college that we're speaking of is Rhode Island College. You've been there for over 5 years.
Yes, I have. 35 years, past 5 years. This is my 40th year at Rhode Island College.
40th year at Rhode Island College. So that's a wonderful milestone. And it's great to have 12 former students now.
Well, that's just the recent ones.
The recent ones,
We've had some who have been there my entire tenure with the chorale, who joined when I became music director and have stayed.
Wow.
I don't know why they do that, but they have, and I'm grateful.
Well, that's a wonderful thing. And we'll get to some music now and talk about this next piece that you brought along.
This is an alto aria. It's just a smashing aria, and as usual with Vivaldi, it's rather sprightly.
Text
As the case frequently on Conducting Conversations, when we're previewing a performance that's about to happen, obviously we don't have a recording of the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra doing this. Who have we been listening to, Ed?
We've been listening to the English Baroque Soloists and Monteverdi Choir, conducted by John Elliott Gardner. And as your listeners probably can determine, they are what are known as period instruments in the orchestra, or replicas of the instruments that would have been used in Vivaldi's day.
Okay, things, for example, from a person that's not too knowledgeable like me, it might be a harpsichord, perhaps, or...
It is a harpsichord, although we'll be using a harpsichord in our performance, but with modern instruments. All of the instruments were smaller, and there's quite a difference in the string articulation, the way they are played, and it has to do with the structure mostly of what is known as the fingerboard, that long black piece of wood over which the strings are stretched. And it was much flatter during Vivaldi's day than it is now.
Hmm.
And it made for a lot of faster articulation.
And not quite so rich a sound, is that safe to say?
That's correct, because of the smallness of the instrument.
Right, okay. Well, there you go. There's our little lesson for the moment. And Stephen is nodding through all of
yes.
this. I should tell the audience that he's agreeing with Ed, just so you know, there's no conflict here at all. All right, we're going to listen to a couple more pieces from Vivaldi, and tell us what they are before we take our next break.
They're the last two movements of the Vivaldi, the Quoniam, which is very short, 45 seconds long, and then the final fugue, Cum Sancto Spiritu, with the Holy Spirit.
We will listen to that, then take a short commercial break, and be back with more of the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra.
Yeah.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Ed Marquardt and Stephen Miller of the Rhode Island Civic Chorale and Orchestra. And Ed, we're going to try to get quite a bit of music in tonight, so let's get to this next piece rather quickly.
This is the opening of the Benjamin Britten St. Nicholas. And it's, as I mentioned earlier, it was written for amateur voices. It was written for a college, several colleges, one of which was attended by Peter Pears, Britten's lifelong partner. It was for the 100th anniversary of that school. And you will notice in this next cut, children's voices, which in our case will be taken by the North Smithfield High School Women's Chorus. But it's interesting to hear these young voices sing this piece. It's The Birth of Nicholas.
Will be the North Smithfield High School Women's Chorus that will be singing that piece.
As well as some young boy soloists will be involved in our performance as well, and they are in the Grace Church Choir. They're very young, and they were prepared by Mark Johnson for us. The other soloists are Jean Danton, a longtime favorite of the chorale, soprano Megan Roth, mezzo-soprano, and an extraordinary tenor, Kirk Doherty, will be taking the role of St. Nicholas. I heard him first last summer as in the opera La Boheme, where he played Rodolfo to my wife's Mimi in the Catskills. He's just an extraordinary young tenor.
A wife being Diana McVeigh.
That's correct.
And a very, very famous opera star fortunate enough to be from our area. And people still to this day wonder why she's with you.
They're not alone.
Anyway.
They don't wonder as much as I do.
It's a great thing. And we will now go to a piece of music before we get to some more details about the show. Tell us about this next track, number 9.
This is another choral track, and it features the young Nicholas journeying to a place called Myra to become bishop.
Everyone there.
Once again, when we are sitting with Ed, time seems to fly when we're having fun. And another hour has gone by, and I want to thank both of you for being here. But before we get to that part, let's ask Stephen to just give us a review one more time of all the important information.
Yes, our holiday concert is on Saturday, November 24th, 8 o'clock, downtown Providence, the Cathedral of St. Peter's and Paul. You can get tickets right at the door for season subscribers. You can get tickets. You can also just go to our website and get all the information as well. Our office number, you can buy advanced tickets at 521-5670. And I think we just also want to just thank again Regina McAdam, who's the conductor of North Smithfield Women's Choir. She's done a terrific job, and they're going to sound fabulous.
That'll be a great event. And I also look forward to those two chamber concerts, one in Newport. And where's the second one?
And the second one will be in Cranston.
Okay. At the Immaculate Conception. So that's the 9th and the 16th.
Correct.
So that information's also on the website. And Ed, thank you so much for being here, taking time out of your busy schedule.
It's always a pleasure, Mike. Thank you very much.
Nice to have you with us. I know our audience appreciates all your insight and wonderful music you bring to us. And what are we going to leave with?
I just should say, I suppose, that St. Nicholas was an actual 5th century bishop in the early Roman Catholic Church. He was known for his kindness to children, so that is why many of us remember St. Nicholas as Santa Claus.
Okay. Well, as the piece that we just listened to, we only listened to a portion of it because of time constraints. This next one we'll only get to listen to a piece of also, but we're gonna go into the big finish, right?
That's right. Well, it's not the finish of the complete work, but it's the end of part one, and I think it's a fabulous way to end this show. It requires all the forces, the women's choir, our big chorus, the orchestra, the four boys, in a big hymn at the end of the section.
Excellent. Thank you both for being here, and we'll see you all next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.